only quitters use toilet paper. It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. Hello everyone, I'm Mike Sitting Down. With me as always is my indentured servant and Hispanic best friend, Ignacio Juan Carlos. Say hola, Ignacio. Hola, ayuda por favor, ayuda a ese hombre. Thanks, Ignacio. That'll be enough. I'd also like to a very cold welcome to my other co-host, Taylor. If you haven't been listening to the show lately, Taylor was forced on me by the bosses sitting down who think the show needs more diversity. Supposedly me and Carlos, two males, was getting too sausagey. And a lot of LGBTYQRP groups were writing in talking about how angry they were. So we got Taylor on the show. Taylor is a transsexual lesbian woman of color, lamb. She came from one of the barns near my house, and she is just kind of helping us not get sued, really. But you can't sue me for saying this, Taylor. You suck ass. Shut the fuck up. Not now, Taylor. Taylor doesn't add a whole lot to the show, but she's here. Hear that, LGBTYQRP? She's here. All right. So, no suing here. Before we get started, just a little personal note. The job I've been working lately, not my like side bullshit labeling pictures job, but the job I was like really working lately, is now over. Way to go, Mike. Killing it. 2 weeks on the job, you're killing it. Yeah, that job is now over. So for those of you keeping track at home, in the past year, I've been a house painter, stationery store clerk, writer, dog feeder, mail fetcher, and now customer service specialist at a weight loss company. Hey, Mike, what does a customer service specialist at a weight loss company do? I'm glad you asked. Basically, what I do is I answer emails and phone calls from overweight women who are having trouble figuring out the internet. So they might say, I can't figure out why your page isn't loading. And then I'll say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Here, I'm going to have my IT guy check it out, and why don't you reload it now? And then they'll email me back like 10 minutes later, like, it worked. Which basically means, whatever. They probably pressed, like, the wrong button. So, yeah, that's what I was doing. And that's over now. For comparison's sake, when my grandpa was 23... Oh, God, I'm 23 now. When my grandpa was 23, he had graduated from Cal with a degree in biology. He'd married a woman who would become his wife of 65 years. And he was fighting to defend the free world. So, why don't we move right along to some advertisements?
Advertisements.
Fucking do it, Mike. Advertisements. The Mike Sing Down podcast is brought to you by Cam Delete. And this one is real, people. It's an app that lets you erase super bright phones of other people taking photos from your own concert photos. So, you know, you go to a concert and you take a picture and then there's fucking 5,000 little blinking, looks like stars in the night sky all in front of you, and it kind of ruins your photos because you want to create the illusion that you were the only one taking photos. You're the one there. You're important. Your parents love you. The other day, I was actually looking at photos of the Beatles, and it was when they're performing on the roof at the Apple studio. I think they put like Get Back and something else. And it was a surprise concert, obviously, because they just went out to the roof. And on the roof were like 20 people who I have no fucking clue what they were doing, probably just hanging out on the roof. Maybe they were like their friends and shit. But so they were on the roof, and cooler than, I swear to God, looking at it, cooler than Lennon and McCartney like singing fucking on the same mic and jamming on their guitars, and cooler than the fact that Princess fucking of the Damned, Yoko Ono, wasn't there wiggling around, banging on a tambourine of some sort. Cooler than all that shit was that the 20 people that were watching on the greatest band in the history, whatever, of the world, perform their last performance ever, weren't taking photos of it. They literally just sat back and kind of chilled out and watched the Beatles. sure, they missed out on probably like 500 Facebook likes and the extra 2 inches to their penis that that sort of thing brings. But they did enjoy a fucking nice concert. And don't get me wrong, if I was in that situation, I mean, I bitch, but if I was in that situation, I'd break out the phone and take the fucking 500 Facebook likes and the 2 inches. But I still respect the fact that they didn't or they couldn't. But still, you know, that's what's so cool. Just people sitting around listening to music. So my idea is we assign one person to sit in the back and record the entire show. So on your way in, the guy scans your ticket, and you could be randomly selected. It's like a lottery for losers. It's like fucking Russian roulette of going to a concert. And yeah, so if you get chosen, then you have to sit in the back, and sorry, but everyone else gets to benefit because they can watch it on YouTube later. Or check this out, a more practical rule. Whatever you record at a concert, you must watch once every single month forever. Just once. But if that rule is in place, I guarantee people would stop recording shit at concerts. Why? Because no one wants to watch that recording anyways. Because watching shitty fucking handheld, terrible sound, shaky camera with other cameras flashing in front of it footage is terrible. That's why people go to concerts instead of just watching them on YouTube and getting really fucking close to their computer. Got it? One of those two options. And I know I'm bitching, whatever, whatever, and I've been known to go to a concert or two and take a photo or 20, but when fucking 20,000 people snap a couple photos each over the course of a 1 hour set, it turns into like the Oscar red carpet really, really fast. So we have to do something about it. Maybe it's no flash. Maybe it's some kind of dim mode for your phone when you take a picture. It's got to go down, guys. Any, want any more concert snobbery? Fine, no more. The Mike Sitting Down podcast is also brought to you by Confessions. Ready for this one, guys? I have to come clean. I know what flats are. Yeah, I've been kind of in denial about my knowing what they are for a couple years now, and I totally know what they are. So when girls are always saying to each other, you know, Sasha, what are you wearing tonight? I don't know. It's a Thursday. I might just keep it simple. Probably wear that blouse I borrowed from Cynthia and the jeans I always wear. Lol. And some flats. And I've always been afraid to admit this, but I know exactly what they're talking about. And as I say this, I realize that a monsoon of cock isn't raining down on me to punish me for my fashion knowledge. but yeah. Those flats they're talking about are the ballerina shoes, except they're like sturdier. God, next time I watch porn, I'm going to definitely skip past the close-up shot of the sack just to kind of compensate for this confession right here. God damn it, Mike. To digress for a quick second. Why do girls go over the life of every article of clothing when they talk to their friends about it? It's like they can never say, I'm going to wear that gray shirt. Or, first of all, why do they even tell their friends? But also, if they're going to tell their friends, why don't they just say, I'm going to wear that gray shirt? Nope. It's always, I'm going to wear that gray shirt that I borrowed from Cynthia and never gave back. Which is okay, because she borrowed my pink dress for her brother's wedding and only gave it back after I asked her like 4 times. And after all that, I had to drive to her house to get it. What? Yeah, I had to track her down and take it back on the night of my semi-formal with the guy I told you about who I was sort of into, but then I went to the formal with him and now I'm not into him anymore. Which was all before Tommy came into the picture, of course. You know. So that shirt and those Levi's I really liked are manufactured in a sweatshop in Bangladesh and shipped to Kosovo in an iron storage container on a barge, I think it was. Maybe it was a mainliner, but I'm not positive. I can't be sure. But there was a bit more stitching done in Bangladesh by a one-armed man named Bindu, who just kind of cleaned up the edges and frayed the bottom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to get the point. But yeah, basically, long story short, we don't need the whole story of the fucking clothing. Origin story, if you will. The Mike Sitting Down podcast is lastly brought to you by hitting on girls in a city where you have nowhere to bring them to. So I go to the bars in San Francisco, but I live in the suburbs, so me going to the bars is kind of pointless. Or at least talking to girls at bars is kind of pointless, because I have to basically convince them to let me come over to their house, which most girls don't want a random fucking wasted dude coming to their house, but I have to try. So it's like, what's up, girl? Let's get out of here. I'm coming over. Oh, fine. Never mind. I'll drive home drunk. Maybe cruise by a preschool with my eyes closed. How's that sound? Come on. Let me crash. I'll give you a 7-minute jackhammering you'll never forget. After it's done, after I finished, we'll eat some of your food. What? Fine, your roommate's food. And then I'll critique every poster in your room, girl, and every DVD on your bookcase. Then I'll snore all night. Come on, let's do this. The thing is, I live in Oakland. I'm actually staying at my friend's house tonight, so we can't do that. No worries, girl. You can come to my house. I live in the outer city. It's called Marin. I live with my roommates, but don't worry. They're asleep. They're long asleep. I'm going to show you a great time tonight. Just as soon as we track down a cab and drive 30 minutes out of the city. Ooh, it's going to be a ride you'll never forget because it's so long. By the way, I don't get paid until next week, so you might have to cover the cab. But girl, you know it'll be worth it. I'll give you the greatest 8.5 minutes of your life. Well, I don't want to wake up your roommates. Don't worry, girl. You won't be making any noise. They never do. Not a peep. And after I pull out and spray all over my carpet, that's literally rock hard. It's covered in so much crusted semen. I'll find you a cab back to Oakland so you're not here in the morning when my roommates wake up. And you'll never forget Mike McClure. Because I'll text you every single night until you get your period, because that's what I do. It's pregnancy scares me. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. I've heard many times that homosexuality and heterosexuality isn't just like a black and white issue. It's a spectrum that you fall somewhere in between. And on that spectrum, my friend James is on the far, far, just about as heterosexual as you can possibly get. He's like a kind of a big guy, played rugby at UCLA, has had about 8 girlfriends, and so he's pretty as heterosexual as you can get. So that's why I'm about to call him and ask him, or just kind of goad him into coming out of the closet and letting him know that I'm a safe person to come out to and that I've heard that he was gay from one of our friends and just want to let him know that it's okay for him to come out to me, and I'm safe, and I'm there for him. So we'll see how he takes it. Well, I don't know him anymore.
There's nothing where he used to lie. What up?
Yo, where are you?
Downtown San Francisco.
Oh, nice. Real quick, dude. I talked to Henry last night. I forgot to say that, dude. You know you can tell me anything, man.
Thanks. Thank you.
No, I mean, I don't know. He was just telling me, like, you, like, shared some personal information, and I just wanted to know, like, you're obviously, you know, like, no matter what's going on, you know, I'm totally there.
That's really, really generous. Like, you've always been generous with your friendship.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I also appreciate you reaching out on a completely random basis and saying this.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
question. I question your motives on no level whatsoever.
Cool. I mean, just because everyone's different, man. You know, like some people like girls, some people, you know, are experimental, and I feel like everyone's different. And you know, I love you no matter what, man.
That's really awesome. So, like, even if there was like something that you had just found out about me that you like previously did not know. Even though we've been close friends for like 8 years.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I would accept you no matter what, man. And I think that yeah, anything you keep inside is just kind of like pain, you know. That's what friends are for, is kind of let out that pain. So if you need to tell me anything ever about things you like and things you don't like, people, whatever, different, you know, doesn't matter if it's gritty, whatever, anything, just let me know, man.
You can't narrow it down whatsoever on what I can and can't tell you.
No. I'm telling you. I'm saying you should tell me anything, man. And you know I won't. I'm not gonna like scream it to the world, or you know. I think that if you can't trust me with any kind of personal information about people you like, or I don't know, different shit, favorite movie, whether you like guys or girls or whatever. And I think you should be able to tell me anything, man. And I just wanted to tell you that your secret is safe with me, no matter, even if you don't have to say it aloud, you know, it just could be like a wink of an eye, or maybe you could say Star Wars if it's true, whatever, anything. And I think that you should just be upfront with me, man.
All right, so I want you to just sort of quit beating him around the bush, Mike.
No, I mean, no, man.
What are you asking me?
I'm just saying, dude, if you do like, dude, I mean, I like guys too, man. I love guys. I don't know. I like guys in a lot of ways. Like, I love you. I love Henry. And if like, and I think that if you just want to have intercourse with them, whatever, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone, one. And two, your secret's safe with me, and I still value you as a friend no matter what. Just saying that.
Wait, are you saying that I had intercourse with Henry?
No. I'm saying not Henry in particular. I'm just saying, like, and dude, just because you have intercourse with Henry,
you know he's not my type.
So you do have a type. No, I mean, I'm saying you, like, it just because you have intercourse with a guy doesn't mean that you're gay. I mean, I'm sorry, it doesn't mean, you know, like, it just, you know, dude, we're young, man. It's, you know, we're young.
Right.
And
right.
We just need to experiment while we can. And I just don't want it being awkward right. between us. And I, you know, that I'm there for you. That's all I want to say.
That's awesome. I don't know him anymore. There's nothing
where he used to lie. Couldn't crack him. God damn it. Next time. Yeah, that's going to be a new segment. Hopefully every week I'll be calling my most manly friends and trying to get them to come out of the closet. So I'm really excited about it. Getting a lot of positive feedback from everyone except for Taylor, who's a little bit offended, but it's all in good fun. So why don't we just dive right into hypotheticals. I'm going to call my good friend and frequent guest on the show, Dylan Garrett, and ask him some fucking disgusting hypotheticals. Here we go. I don't know him anymore.
There's nothing where he used to lie. Dude, he's going on a date right now.
What? With a girl?
I know, man. What the fuck? Yeah.
Is that how you get with girls? Is you
I
take
thought
them
we were
going to
hang out today, man.
Yeah. Yo, girl, yeah. Really, man?
Yeah, you're taking her out. They're going kayaking, dude.
That's genius. Genius.
Yeah.
That's fucking
genius.
I
don't even know if I'd have the courage to ask her out, let alone ask her to go kayaking.
Yeah, wait, so it's the first date?
No, I think second or something.
Okay, because first date's a strong... That's kayaking is a strong fucking... It's a bit of a problem on the first date. You kind of want to like, hey, girl, let's go on the open sea together and fucking get to know each other. It's kind of like sketchy.
Shit. That could go so bad, that too. Can you imagine if she just like wasn't having fun?
Yeah.
She was stuck on a fucking kayak. And she's texting her friends like, this is the lamest shit ever. Get the fuck out of here. You're like reading her text because she's in front of you.
Yeah,
you can like look over her shoulder and just see everything that's going on.
And then like her phone falls in the water and she like starts crying.
Freaks the fuck out. Just take me home.
And then, like, she, like, asks him to, like, help pay for her new phone. So, this is all your fucking idea. Do you want to, like, throw me a couple $100?
Just take me home. Just take me home.
Yeah.
This is over. This is a horrible idea.
Or she's, like, not pulling her way on the kayak and Grace has, like, a serious conversation with her. Like, yo, like, I'm doing all the paddling back here. This is not working out.
Sweating his ass off. Holy shit. So, dude, what do you got in the way of hypotheticals for me?
Oh, I got you ready. Last thing, though. If he, like, playfully splashes her and she's not into it at all. He, like, starts, like, a mini water fight. Oh, no, that's so you. And just, like, splashes her a little bit and she just gets really
pissed. I've had those sandwiches. I'm not hungry. I actually had a huge lunch before I came over here before.
These, like, gnarly sandwiches. Okay, ready for it? This one's pretty bad. So,
all right, let's do it.
How much? No, I'm sorry, but this is a would you rather. This is for $50,000. $50,000 for a full year. But so basically you the thing is you want to change your name to Guapo, which is Spanish.
Guapo.
It's Spanish for handsome, right? And and every single time someone calls you Dylan or anything other than Guapo, you have to like pull them aside and have a serious conversation about how like, you know, man, like I'm really trying to get this Guapo thing going, and like by you calling really me Dylan, yeah, and also you're just like kind of insensitive, and like, you know, like it honestly takes a lot of courage to try to change your name, and you keep on calling me Dylan, and so you have to have everyone call you Guapo, your parents, your coworkers, everyone.
So yeah, okay. So for $50,000, would you change your name to Guapo and correct everybody when they
not
call
only
you by your real normal name?
Yeah, not only correct, but you have to pull them aside.
But chastise?
Yeah. You have to like pull them aside, like grab them by the arm, you know, like you fucked up situation, and be like, hey man, it's like, hey man, I really, really am trying to go by Guapo, and like I know it's kind of weird.
You
but,
can
like,
help me out here. Man.
Yeah. Just give me throw me a bone, man. You know, I'm trying to do something here. It takes some
Guapo,
real courage.
Guapo. Guapo. Okay, now here's a side question. Could I go Guap? Or like
no.
Guap? Or like G? You know what I mean?
No, definitely not. I mean, Guap is kind of a funny name.
Guapo.
No. It has to be Guapo. Hey, I'm Guapo.
Guapo? That'd be awful, dude.
Yeah. Literally just, and you, yeah. I mean, especially because it means
ooh,
handsome. Calling yourself
would
handsome.
Would I take $50,000? The answer is no.
It's not worth it.
The answer is no, straight off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah, no. No, absolutely not. Because that'd be taking away my entire identity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would be known as that asshole Guapo, you know?
Who wants everyone to call me
Guapo? Especially not to mention everyone. Yeah, and then not to mention having to explain that to fucking everyone that I already know.
Yeah.
And having to fucking chastise my own mother for calling me Dylan every once in a while.
Yo, okay, how would it be, would you...
Could you, like, your grandparents explain that to your grandparents? Or just, like, someone in your family that's known you since you were born? Like, oh, no, he's going by Guapo now.
Dude, would it be less
yeah,
money?
Yeah, no, fuck that. Fuck
okay.
your money.
Would it be less money if, say, would you take $50,000 to have to go by, say, Andrew? Just, like, a completely normal name. But you still had to, like, pull people aside when they called you Dylan. Be like, yo, man, I'm trying to go by Andrew, man. Come on.
I know you didn't mean anything by it. It's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
No, don't sweat it, man.
Okay.
Yo, for next time, though, Andrew. You know.
Hey, man. Hey, can I talk to you for a second? Just come over here, guys. I'll talk to you. Yeah, no. Definitely not. You know what? Actually, the big one is the correcting part. That's the worst, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, if you just went by Guapo and it's like people mess up every from time to time and say, oh, whatever. You know, Guapo, can, then it just kind of turns into a nickname.
Yeah.
But if you had to correct someone like an asshole every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really, really fucking bad. Fuck
yeah.
It. No way.
Okay, wow.
But again, $50,000, you can do a lot with $50,000.
Yeah, but...
Like, if I found out that you got that opportunity and you turned it down, I'd be pissed off. Like, Mike, $50,000? Can you know what you can do with $50,000?
Dude,
I'll
call
you Guapo. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I guess who really cares?
No, totally. I mean, you just have to limit your exposure to, like, certain people. You wouldn't be able to... Or I guess you could only meet new people and just introduce yourself as Guapo and you could do enough
to
deal with that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm. It could be a fresh start, you know?
Yeah. And because you're new friends, but your old friends obviously wouldn't want nothing to do with you, so you have to meet new friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know, man. Guapo.
Yeah.
Hola. Definitely not Guapo. No, like, maybe if you, like, if we can modify that question a little bit, I might say yes. There might be some wiggle room in there.
Okay.
But Guapo, no to Guapo.
Fair enough. Side question on this one. Would you, for $100,000, would you say every single sentence you say for the entire year has to have at least one Spanish word in it? So you can be like...
Yeah, when you say it, you gotta say it like roll the tongue and actually act like an asshole. You know, those people that say like, you know, they'll mention a Spanish reference, but they'll say it with like all of a sudden they have a really sick Spanish accent, you know?
Yeah.
They go from like 1 second talking in perfect English. I just had a teacher do that like an hour ago.
Oh, God.
Like, we get it. You're Hispanic or something, you know? So like one word of every sentence has to be
yeah so you'd be like at the bar, be like, hey, what up, chicas? hey bartender, can I get a cerveza? Like, just be that douchebag that like says one word in Spanish, and yeah, if you can roll the word, you have to.
Yeah, por favor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hola, it's Delon, you know, like just casually Spanish.
This is obviously, this requires some bit of magic, as if, like, I know more than three Spanish words.
No, I mean, but you could use those three. It would just get more and more annoying. Wait, you just said you were in Spanish class?
No, fuck no.
Oh, okay.
I was just in his English class, though, and the teacher's of Hispanic origin / Mexican, whichever one of those.
Yeah.
And every time he, like, talks in perfect English, but every time he'll do, like, it'll be like, oh, I was going to Barcelona, Paraguay.
Barcelona?
Like, yeah. But, like, go from, like, English to, like, from 0 to 60, you know, like,
no,
English
totally.
To full-on Hispanic and then, like, English again.
Yeah. Well,
you
dude,
know? Or, like, and when they say names, and fucking... I don't know. Yeah, the answer is no to that one as well, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. I, when you first said that, I thought you meant like it was for 60. Yeah. Do you remember the, like that one kid in every Spanish class that would like take it really seriously and like throw down the accent?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah. Just taking it way too seriously.
Probably because I'm incapable of doing it too. Exactly. I sound like a fucking dickhead. That's one thing. That's why I don't take languages or anything like that. You know, I'm cool being ignorant and just. Living in my own world.
Yeah, everyone knows English, man. Really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like, it's like, oh, you're just saying that. No, everyone fucking does. I lived in France for a month, didn't know a single word of French. I still ate and met people. like same
dude,
with...
I never realized that.
What's up?
You went over to France and you didn't even bother learning a damn thing.
Not
you?
A word, dude. I literally knew bonjour. I knew bonjour. And I knew pardon, which is perdon.
Well, is that it?
No, I've got one more real quick.
I thought there was one thing I had to tell you, was that like one about shit or, you know, like...
Yeah, no, this one... This
something
one's,
sexual.
Yeah, this one has incest vibes. So,
awesome.
Tomorrow, this is all... So let's say you're in Marin with your family. Tomorrow, and this cool. is all day tomorrow, in one day, would you rather touch your mom's inner thigh 5 different times while making eye contact with her, right? So you have to literally look into her eyes and touch her inner thigh, or or get in the shower once with your dad, but you have to either be in there for 30 seconds or until he gets out of the shower.
You have to be in there for 30 seconds or when he gets out of the shower?
Or until he gets out of the shower. So if he leaves in like a second, then you're off the hook. But if he just like stands there, he's like, Dylan, get the fuck out. You have to stay for 30 seconds.
Oh God, that'd be so bad.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, Pop? But you know what? That one's not sexual, which is just like totally overboard. You know?
Yeah.
So I think I would have to go with the dad one, and I would just for the show posters be like, I would just do like the walk in really quick, like, hey, dude, I'm sorry, man, I gotta leave, like really quick, like I just gotta bang out like shampoo, you know what I mean? Just go right to business. As if you're in a locker room or something, you know?
Yeah, but like the shower in your...
My shower? My house is miniature.
Exactly. It's not a big shower. You'd be like...
But so what would you do if you walked in? Like, what would you... You'd just stand there? Like, you would need to have something...
He'd be so confused, but I guess you'd be like... Like, hey, Dad, like, oh, this is hilarious, right? The old, like, the men showering together again, you know? Like, you'd have to, like, make some kind of, like, shitty joke about it.
Yeah.
Hey, save the Earth Day, huh, Dad?
Grown a lot like, since we found that. Exactly. Grown a lot since we did this last time.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or, but the mom
one might be like, I feel like after the third one, she'd get, like, really uncomfortable, and it would be almost like sexual assault or something, you know?
Yeah. No,
it'd be, like, a weird, like, you'd be blurring the lines of, like, molesting her. And then it's your mom, so it's, like, even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And maybe give her, like, a quick smile, you know, in her thigh.
A really creepy smile.
Yeah. Well, you have to make eye contact.
Yeah, I think I would go to the dad, and I would just go right into the shampoo, you know?
Yeah.
Like, right when I get in there, just start going, like, washing the hair and being, like, all business, like, as if I have some really important date or something, you know? Like, I need to do just, you know, like, really power through it.
Yeah.
And, I can't even, that question is so foreign that I can't even, like, the idea when I put it in my head, I can't even think how it would play out, you know? Yeah. Even you could treat it, like, as if you were at, like, like in a locker room, you know? Like, there's no shame in dropping trowel or anything like that in a locker room.
It's not the same as changing in a locker room, man. When your dad's already in the shower, when your dad's already in, like, a really small shower, and you hop in naked and pretend like it's all casual, that's not the same as changing next to your dad in a wide-open locker room. But it's the same sport, but it's a different ballpark.
Oh. What if, like, the dad, oh, man, how would he even react, man? You know what I mean? What if he, like, didn't even really do anything? It's like, what's up, Mike? Can I help you? Like,
God, what if he just, like, looked into your eyes?
Like, the worst is putting them. Sometimes the worst about these questions is putting them in that position, you know? It's not necessarily you. It's, like, putting your dad in the position to where he has to, like, react to you getting in the cell and you to do it again, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, that's the worst part of the question. Yeah. Or, like, putting your mom, like, making your mom feel, like, abused by her fucking son. It's like one of those pornos, actually, though, for real.
Mom teaches son how to fuck.
Yeah.
Son, you're going to be a good
lover.
I won't
be home for another hour. Yeah. That's my dick. I really shouldn't be doing this. Mom, you've known me forever. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think I would go with the dad, I think.
Okay.
Just because, you know, also, you know, the dad, you can just talk that out. You can just, that's nothing that a good talk can't fix.
Like, dad, that was creepy. You know? I apologize, man. I think you'd have to go the humor route. Just be like, dad, I thought it'd be kind of funny. Honestly, like, we're all men.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
but the mom is just like, that's not cool, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of whack.
Especially if, God forbid, your dad sees that or something, you know, and then it's like, fuck. You know?
It's like the Freudian complex in action.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. Huh. Man, that'd be horrible, dude.
Yeah, man, fuck.
Just like, I can't even imagine reaching in. Do you have to, like, creep up the side, too?
Yeah, well, it has to be reasonable. You know? It can't be like just right above the knee. It has to be like maybe in
like grab the round. You know what I mean? Like grab the interior of the thigh.
Yeah, like maybe like keep pairing ass grab. Play. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then just kind of like lightly, like, you know.
And then like just look into her eyes and maybe tilt your head, blink a few times, and just like let out like a small chuckle. I don't know him anymore. Nothing where he used to lie. Wow, big thank you to Dylan for coming on the hypotheticals. But now it's time for letters. Letters! Come on, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Letters. So basically what you do here is you email me at mikesittingdown@gmail.com and you write whatever you want, critique, something positive, maybe for once, no? Anything you want, and I'll read it on the show. So, first, Dear Mike Sitting Down. Wow, strong start to this letter. I like where this is going. Dear Mike Sitting Down. What happened to all those people who hated the new Facebook layout, you know, with the cover photo? Like those 50,000 16-year-olds who threatened to quit Facebook if Facebook didn't change back to its old look. That's what I thought. Still checking their Facebook 20 times a day. That's right. Zuck basically rearranged their bedroom without asking, and they're still on their knees sucking him off. Don't fuck with Mark Zuckerberg. He had a movie made about his life, and he wasn't even that stoked about it. He knows what's best for Facebook, not you. But seriously, how are we supposed to evolve as a country, or humanity, when a small revolution happens after Facebook moves people's profile pictures from up there to over there? Change is good, people. Quit resisting, you Neanderthals. Zuckerberg rules. Sincerely, Mark Zuckerberg. Mike, you are such a jerk. Call me Anthony Hamilton, but why is that all you do is make fun of people? Hashtag nobody's perfect from Tino. Tino, you might have hit on something there. Why do I make fun of people? Let's see, to fill a hole in my soul, so I can project my insecurities as I fish for compliments and self-esteem. I like to pick out things that I lack in myself and make fun of others for lacking it too. That makes me feel pretty good. Mostly though, number one, it's much funnier to be negative, than to be positive. It's easier to be funny, I should say, which is tough, but it's true. Like saying, wow, what an amazing afternoon. We are so blessed is not as funny as saying this afternoon is like if AIDS got syphilis. I fucking hate it. If I was funnier, then I wouldn't have to be so negative, but I'm not as funny as I'd like to be. I'm working on that. But until then, I'm going to be fucking negative. And I hate it, but just the case. Thanks for your letter, Tino. and Tino, thank you for writing in every week. You're like the only one that does, and I appreciate it. Last letter. Dear Michael, I know your favorite joke is saying how you have a nicer iPhone than I ever had. which is funny because I invented the iPhone, but I'm now dead. Ha ha, lol, fuck you. That joke was funny the first 60 times you used it. Yeah, bitch, I see everything from up in heaven. Like you tucking your sack back every morning while you clean your ears. Well, that's not true. It's not true at all. I was a billionaire, founded the biggest company in the world, and Aaron Sorkin is currently writing a movie about me. You, on the other hand, are a jerk-off. Nobody listens to this shitty fucking podcast. In heaven, they play it on the sidewalks at night so kids don't loiter. Go find some knives to juggle. Signed, Steve Jobs, billionaire. I haven't used that joke 60 times. 10 times, maybe. I don't know. I think it's a funny joke. Well, that's going to wrap up this week's podcast. Thank you so much to everyone that listened. Keep sitting.